Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. I just have to give a shout out to my friend Michael Richmond, who listens to this Divrei Torah. Anyway, I'd like to wish everyone a great Shabbos. If you can please down for the Chelban, he's a Mekubal from Eretz Yisrael who's very sick, I heard. Yisrael Moshe ben Tzipor, Yisrael Moshe, another Rav now, a different Rav. Yisrael Moshe ben Tzipor Feger, Yisrael Moshe ben Tzipor Feger, also very sick. I think he's a Tzadik or Rebbe. And another one is Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya, another name that's very sick. Yudah ben Shifra. Binyamin Avadu ben Esther. Shemayahu Yosef Nisin ben Batya. Shemayahu Yosef Nisin ben Batya. Matisyahu Chaim ben Itul, or ben Cyril, or Matisyahu Salomon Shlita. Moshe Dov ben Feger Brocha. Rachel bas Ilana. Shlomo ben Sarah Eliza, Kalman ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Baruch ben Dor Bennett ben Simul, Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Leah Pesha Basdina, Leah Pesha Basdina, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Yakutiel Zamin Ben Sawa, Yakutiel Zamin Ben Sawa. If you can please down for all those cholim, Akosh Baruch Hu should send them all over Fu Shema Bekoav. So this week's parsha is Parshlach. So it's Tzvi Kukulavsky, I believe he's from Yushalayim Ir HaKodesh, a beautiful vort. It says by Kalev ben Yefune, it says Ruach Acheres. He had a different spirit. So Zvi Kukulavsky said, what was his different spirit? Miriam. If you look in Parsha Shmos, Miriam went against the tide. Miriam, I think, told Amram Yocheved, you have to have children. Miriam was one of the midwives, and she saved Jewish kinderlach. Miriam took care of Moshe Rabbeinu when he was in that little tub, or little boat, whatever you want to call it, you know. Miriam did not care about what other people thought. She said, I have to do what's correct in the eyes of a Kodesh Bocha and correct in the Torah. So Miriam told Kalev, you have to do what's correct in the eyes of Hashem, not what's correct in the not what people feel is correct. And therefore Miriam was telling Kalev, you have to go against the spies, against the Meraglim. Yeshua, Targum Yonah said, Yeshua was a very humble person. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yeshua that he should not go with the Meraglim, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that being that Yeshua was a very humble person, was an anav, he would agree with them. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu davened hard for Yeshua not to agree with them. The Chassam Sofer said another beautiful word. It says, Kalev ben Yefune went to the... Kalev ben Yefune, so he went to Maaras Machpelah, where Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were buried. And the Chassam Sofer said, on the way was the giants, you know, the giants of Eretz Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer says, you see the greatness of Kalev ben Yefune. Here he was risking his life to go daven by the Kivrei Tzadikim, but he said, I gotta go there for the sake of my neshama, for the sake of my soul. I don't care if I get killed by them, but I'm more scared of my neshama, my soul getting destroyed, getting killed by the Meraglim, by the spies. So therefore he said, I gotta go to Maaras Machpelah, because there, even though I'm risking my life, I'd rather not risk my neshama. So that's why he went to daven by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and risk his life rather than risk his life going with the spies. Then, when Moshe Shor from Lakewood said another beautiful word, he said, "Kalev, why did he go to Maaras Machpelah? Because he knew Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were giants. If you look in Sefer Bereishis, he said Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov." Went against what the world thought. They were giants. They believed in Hashem. They said, this is what Hashem wants. We're going to do it. Therefore, Kalev went there so he can also have the zechus. He can have the zechus to go against the tide, to go what's correct in the eyes of Hashem. But Chaim Shmulevitz Tzatzal said, we know that the Meraglim got every day of touring Eretz Yisrael was 40 days, and therefore every day was again. Therefore, they got punished for every day. And therefore, they had to spend 40 years in the desert, 40 years in the Midbar, and they died in the Midbar, you know. So Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal said, we know that they only spoke Lashna on the last day when they came back to the Jews in the Midbar, when they came back to Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. So why did they get punished for the 40 days? They should only get punished for one day when they spoke to Lashnawa. Zok v'chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal. But they would think on those 40 days in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, they were thinking how to do it. They were planning on how to speak the Lashon Hara. And therefore, that is considered a part of the Lashon Hara itself. The Walag said a different thought. What a Kaddish Baruch Hu is showing us, the power, how dangerous, how Lashon Hara can be destroying. You think you speak Lashon Hara one day, but it can ruin someone's life for years later, 40 years, 100 years later. That's why it's 40 days for. That's why they got punished 40 years for 40 days, because Hashem was teaching the Jewish people, was teaching Bnei Yisrael, even one word of Lashon Hara can destroy a fellow Jew's life even years later. So that's why Hashem was teaching 40 days. Now you're going to have 40 years in the Midbar to teach him how powerful Lashon Hara is, how dangerous, how destroying Lashon Hara can be, destroy someone's life years later. Then it says, at the end of the parsha. Oh, first the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe said another beautiful word. The Satmar Rebbe said they were supposed to look at the trees, and I think Rashi said the trees meant they were supposed to look if there's any Kashadik people in the Eretz Yisrael, and said take some fruit. So the Satmar Rebbe said what that means: look at the Kashadik person's students, and then by looking at their student, then Satmar Rebbe, what does that mean? So Satmar Rebbe said by looking at the person's students, you can tell if the person who taught them is kosher or not. Because when a kosherdik person teaches you, he's going to have kosherdik students inside and out. But if the students are not so kosher, that means the person himself is not kosher. Just giving you an example, when Moshe Feinstein, that's all, if he would teach you Torah, therefore you would be a kosher person, there's someone looking at you would realize, well, Moshe Feinstein was, that's all, was a Yud Tzadik. Because, you know, when someone teaches, you know what I'm saying? Then the Chassam Sofer says another beautiful word. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Let's begin at Kriya Shema. In this week's Parsha, is the last Parsha of Kriya Shema. And the last Parsha of Kriya Shema, the last couple of words, is Ani Hashem Elkeichem Emes. So why do we go from Hashem Elkeinu to Hashem Elkeichem? Zok the Chassam Sofer, what Hashem is teaching us, that if we're ready to take Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem as the Almighty, we're ready to take all Machut Shemayim upon ourselves, all mitzvahs, all Torah, then Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elkeichem. Hashem says, then I want to be your G-O-D. I want to be your Almighty if you're ready to take me upon myself. Then it says in the last part of Kriyishma, so Teferis Shlomo said another beautiful word. Levavchem means apikosis, you know, looking at items against the Torah and mitzvahs. Einechem is looking at immoral items, nus. So Hashem saying, don't look at apikosis, don't look at nus. What do you mean, Asher Tem Zonim Achareyim? Just say, don't look at Apikos, don't look at Znus. What do you mean, Asher Tem Zonim Achareyim? So Teferis Shlomo said a beautiful word. What Hashem is telling us, that even after you stop looking at those items, Asher Tem Zonim Achareyim, later, even the later that day, you're going to still think about it. It's gonna mess up your learning Torah, it's going to mess up your davening, it's going to mess up your doing chesed, it's going to mess up your lighting Shabbos candles. Because you're going to be thinking about it. So don't look at it, because even later on, it'll do damage to you. Rabbi Miller's from England, I believe from Gateshead, he said a different word. He said, in Kohelis, it says, Hashem made every Jew straight, Yasha. Zonim means going astray. Well, Hashem is saying, listen, I made you straight. Don't go astray. Don't look at Shemitz items. Make yourself straight. Then Toas Avos, that's one of the Slonim Rebbe's, he said another beautiful word. He says, look at the tzitzis, you know, v'yalechem l'tzitzis u'v'yisem. Also, when you look at the tzitzis, it reminds you of the sea, which reminds you of the heaven, which reminds you of the sky, which reminds you of the kisei ha'kavod of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we're supposed to, when we look at the tzitzis, it's supposed to remind us of Hashem. So Toas Avos said, you see that in the Pasuk. V'yisem also, look at the tzitzis. U'chazim es ha'kol, you remember that everything is ha'kol. Mitzvah Hashem is all from the Tzivoy of Hashem. You remember, it's Chasim has called that everything in your life, everything in this world, Mitzvah Hashem is all from the commandments of Hashem, is all from Hashem. Then the Kutzker Rebbe said another beautiful word. He said they viewed the Meraglim, the spies came back and said they viewed us as grasshoppers. They viewed us as grasshoppers. So the Kutzker Rebbe said that was their fault. The fault of the spies was it bothered them how other people looked on them. It bothered them how other nations or other peoples viewed the spies as. They viewed us as grasshoppers. So the Kutzker Rebbe said a beautiful word. He said, if you're doing the will of Hashem, you're keeping the Torah mitzvahs, it shouldn't bother you. It shouldn't bother you how other people look on you. As long as you know you're doing what's correct in the eyes of Hashem, you're keeping the Torah mitzvahs, it shouldn't bother you how other people look on you. It shouldn't bother they view you as a grasshopper or they view you as a piece of dirty fish. As long as you know you're doing correct in the eyes of Hashem, it should not bother you how other people view you as. I'll tell you a beautiful story. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal was trying out to be the Rosh Shiva, Yeshiva called Torah in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim or Kaddish. And he gave a shiur, and after the shiur, a student, a Talmud, asked a question. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal had three answers, but he felt those answers were not really was not the best answer to give the student. He felt the student's question was greater than his answers. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal said, okay, the shiur's over. He went home, and he told his wife, Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal told his wife that I guess I didn't get the job. I probably did not get the job. 5 minutes later, someone knocked on his door. Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal opened up the door. And it was a Rebbe or someone connected to Yeshiva called Torah and said, Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal, you got the job. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal said, my shiur was not good. You saw a Talmud, slugged it up. So he said, that's why you got the job. Because you're honest. You're ready to admit that a Talmud's question would be greater than the answer you can give. That's why we want you, because you're emes, you're truthful. It's so important to tell the truth and to think the truth and to realize that if you're from Yid, that all that makes a difference. It doesn't make a difference how people view you as long as you're doing what's correct in the eyes of Hashem. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos, and I hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.